Welcome back in Road Rage. Facts and Childress filling in for Walt Deptula. Let me tell you about our friends at Canty Foundation Specialists. If you've got water in the crawl space, it can sit there for months or years. Standing water under the house can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, and it can be unhealthy air inside your home. Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if it is not addressed. So you need to go over to Canty Foundation Specialists. They're your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks won't get better over time, so make sure you guys call Canty today. That's 803-373-0949, 803-373-0949, or go to CantyCanFixIt.com. That is CantyCanFixIt.com. We spent the last hour talking a lot about Clemson softball. The one and only Don Munson was up in Blacksburg calling Clemson baseball this weekend. Don, how are you doing?
Faxon, I'm good. Appreciate you having me on.
Of course. I was up in Charlottesville this weekend myself, and I was catching your call for every single one of the Clemson baseball games. And there were some exciting ones up in Blacksburg. We're going over a little bit of a mini-series recap, but I wanted to save the juice of the content for you. Clemson sweeps Virginia Tech, gets their eighth straight ACC win yesterday on Sunday, 9-6, won Friday 15-4, Saturday 9-8. What's in the water right now, Don? This team can do no wrong, it seems.
Faxon, you need to calm down. Remember, it's never as good as it seems, and it's never as bad as it seems.
That's
all right?
True.
I think all of us, yeah, and I realize we've gone 18-3 in our last 21. I understand we've won 15 of 17 inside the league. I understand all of that. But that's rearview mirror stuff. I mean, the one thing that I have learned, Coach Backage preaches this all the time, and certainly the guy over in football preaches it as much as anybody, is that, you know, yesterday's runs, yesterday's hits, yesterday's touchdowns aren't going to win you today. So, you know, you've got to be focused on what's coming up. And so, yeah, it's great. It's put you in position. You've earned yourself now to a position to really do some damage and maybe figure out a way to get one of the top eight seeds going into the NCAA baseball tournament. But you still got more earning to do. No one's going to give it to you, so... it'll be a lot of fun to watch the last four regular season games and then see what happens in the tournament.
Absolutely. And, you know, when talking to Coach Backage and hearing what he has to say, he does preach that mentality of every game is its own individual challenge, and you got to win that battle in every individual game. So it's good to see that you are also of that mindset. I'm doing my best to stay in that mindset as well, but admittedly, I am a little excited right now just because of the trajectory of the team. This weekend in Blacksburg, it was three kind of different styled games. Obviously, the Saturday game got a little bit spooky and then had the ending that ended in what I called a linebacker tackle at shortstop near second base. What stuck out to you amongst this series against Virginia Tech? What was your analysis on the weekend as a whole?
Well, I think the biggest thing that stood out for me in the three games was two out hitting and two out RBIs for Clemson. I think there were, 18 total hits, I think, that came with two outs, and I believe 16 two out RBIs in this series. You know, and when you do that, when you are doing that kind of damage with two outs, it's amazing. Obviously, in that, the eight-run fourth in game number one, you know, you had six consecutive two-out RBIs in that game to just kind of set. And I thought that really kind of set the tone for the rest of the series. Now, you had to survive a bottom of the ninth in game number two, but you survived it. And I think that's the other key, is that, all right, yeah, you were up five going to the bottom of the ninth, but you were able to survive it. You were able to get out of it with a victory. And I think that may be the most overlooked thing because, and particularly, like you said, the way that it ended, all the guy has to do is slide. And, you know, then probably the game is going to be tied at nine. And they would have a runner at third, by the way, with two outs. So an opportunity to win it in nine if they could. But it didn't happen that way. And then Clemson just kind of went out. Got behind early in the Sunday game 3-2, but then had another big inning. Had a four run inning and grabbed a 6-3 lead, and from that point really never looked back and just took care of business.
Here once again with Don Munson was up in Blacksburg broadcasting all three of those games this weekend at Virginia Tech. Clemson got their eighth straight ACC win yesterday. Don, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the pitching staff. It's been the biggest concern with this team over the course of the season. Obviously, at the beginning of the year, they were really lacking. They've come on strong recently, but we did see some big numbers put up by VT. And hey, there's no shame in that. They've got a really good offense. But what do you think about the pitching staff headed into postseason play? And who do you have your eye on as being that number two guy behind Caden Grice?
Well, I think one is that our pitching staff has gotten healthy. I think that's probably the biggest thing that has happened. You had obviously some injuries in the first third of the season, and now guys are getting back and getting healthy. So I think that's really big from them. They can go, there's probably really five dependable guys that are going right now in the bullpen. B.J. Bailey, I thought the other day when he came in and pitched, all right, so there's a lefty, and he could be a big, big plus. Tristan Smith, I thought, was another big, big plus as a lefty in the series against Virginia Tech as well. So, those are two guys that I would point to that could be really big keys possibly for Clemson in the bullpen. Obviously, you've got guys like Clayton and Lindley and that kind of thing. So Rob Hughes has been another guy I think that has really stepped up big for Clemson. Olenchuk, I thought, has a good inning in his opportunity that he had in that first game in the 15-4 victory. But then, your other question about starting pitching, I don't think that Coach Backage and Jimmy Bellinger are going to change things up, to be honest with you. From here, I think they're going to keep Grice right where he is. It'll be interesting to see when we get to the ACC tournament who's going to get that first game. But I think that depends upon when we play. If we play on Tuesday, and if Grice is going to throw on Saturday, so they may change things up a little bit coming into the North Carolina series. But if you do that, then you're throwing Caden on a little bit of short rest. I mean, not tremendously short rest, but maybe a little bit of short rest. But it'll be interesting to see how they go about stacking the pitching this coming weekend against North Carolina. I think that will tell us probably a lot. But Darden, Gordon, and Grice have all been effective. Poor Austin Gordon, he had another no decision, but yet it was another win in which he started. And I think that's probably needs to be the biggest key that is there. When Austin Gordon is out on the hill, Clemson's been winning a ton of games.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with you there, Don. And I'm really intrigued to see what Coach Backage does this weekend against North Carolina. Obviously, Thursday, Friday, Saturday set this weekend in Doug Kingsmore against the Tar Heels. It's going to be capping off the regular season. It's going to be capping off ACC play. And there's a lot to play for. If Clemson were able to achieve a sweep, they would have 20 league wins, which would be a big mark to hit. Austin Gordon, I wanted to touch on him a little bit because I feel like he's come on very strong recently. Obviously, he did give up 4 runs in the 5 innings against Virginia Tech, but prior to that, the Louisville start was the best we might have seen in his career. He was fantastic against Louisville. He had his stuff cooking. Austin Gordon, can he be a guy that really elevates his game to the next level in the postseason? Because I'm really high on him long term, and I think he's gotten a heck of a lot better over the course of this season.
Yeah, I think that Austin is one of those guys, and I think you're right. I think every time he takes the mound, he's pitching a little bit better, and he's getting in a little bit more confidence. And you would hope that pitching at home would even be, a little bit more, obviously. Although, this is I think the other thing about this baseball team, maybe that people are overlooking, they're 14-5 on the road, away from Doug Kingsmore. So, they've been just consistently doing it. And when you travel on the road, and it's one of the things certainly I've noticed, particularly in the last 3 road series in traveling with a team, is that you get a little bit of that bunker mentality where the guys are just kind of hanging around and you start winning, particularly if you can get out there and win that first game of a 3-game set, which Clemson has done, then that just makes the attitude and, winning breeds winning. Losing breeds losing as well. But winning breeds winning, and there's a little bit of better pep in your step and a little bit more confidence when you get to the ballpark. That's the other thing, is that I think this team, this coaching staff and this team, they're doing everything right now with a tremendous amount of confidence. Not cockiness, but confidence that they can go out there and take care of business.
And full agreement with you there, Don. Once again here with Don Munson. Last baseball-related question, and then I wanted to ask you a couple about softball before we let you go. What is the key to staying locked in and focused for this team? I know this has been an incredible run, like you've said, 18 of their last 21, 8 in a row, back-to-back ACC sweeps. We can give numbers all day, but at the end of the day, the games that matter the most are coming up and are in front of the Clemson Tigers, and you said they've done a very good job of remaining confident but not cocky, and have been very locked in team-wise on the goal at hand. What are the keys for the Tigers down the stretch? How can they make this North Carolina series a success, and how can they carry this momentum into the ACC tournament?
Well, I think the biggest thing is pressure or fear, however you want to call it, because I think they're both primarily the same thing. It's a liar. It is a liar. And so how do you go about handling that? You've got to go to the mound. You've got to go to the plate. You've got to play your position with a tremendous amount of confidence in yourself, and also having confidence in those around you that everybody's going to make their play and is going to do their job. You know, wherever you are, I don't care if you're Blake Wright at third, or if you're Jack Crichton in right, or if you're Cooper Engle behind the plate. You have to do your job. Don't worry about others, and don't let the pressure of the situation or the fear, maybe of failure, that is out there get to you. You just can't do that. You've got to have the right mindset. So I think that to me probably is the biggest thing that is going to carry this team forward, is what is that mindset? How do they go about keeping the momentum that they've got? It's not easy to do. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But it's not easy to do. And so that to me becomes the biggest thing, is remaining confident in what you're doing, going about taking care of business. They're going to lose. They're going to lose somewhere here coming up. It's just going to happen. All right? So, and then how do they go about handling that as well? You know, what kind of a driving factor is that? Because usually when you've been on a run like this and you lose something, usually it doesn't leave a good taste in your mouth. But it also now becomes a little foreign to you. And so how do you go about handling that?
Yeah, and how do you respond to adversity will be the name of the game for the Tigers headed to postseason play. Last night, College Softball Selection Committee put Clemson as the number 16 seed. They will face UNCG, Cal State Fullerton, and Auburn within their regional, which will be at McWhorter, so are hosting a regional, which is a big deal. But it felt like to a lot, including me, Don, that the Tigers were a bit underseeded. Did you have any thoughts about where Clemson came in and just really the season as a whole as they now progress to the next part of their season in postseason play?
I'm not a big believer in thinking that, anybody got cheated or anybody, along those lines. Usually when you get to this point, again, I'll go back to something I've already said, you get exactly what you earned. And unfortunately, I think, and John Rittman may say this, and maybe there's some complaints out there for a little bit of a higher seed than the 16, but here's the other thing. Here's the way I think you really need to look at it, right? You get to host a home regional, that one, positive, check mark. Let's put that there. You get a chance to advance out of the regional. All you got to do is take care of business. Yes, I know that number one Oklahoma is on the opposite side of it. But to me, that's a driving factor. I can remember, going back in days when I was playing sports, playing basketball or playing soccer or, baseball, even in golf, particularly in golf when I was playing in match play events. I always used to, when I was shaking my opponent's hand, would tell them, not good luck, but I was always, play your best. And the reason I would say that was because I wanted them to play their best, because I had the confidence in myself that I was going to be able to beat them. And so I want you to be at your best, and I want you to know that you played your best, and still it isn't enough to get by me. That's the way I think that Clemson softball needs to approach this, is that, we're going to go out there and play our best. And our best should be better than than your best. And we're about to find that out if that's the case. Brad Owens made a great point to me last week when we were in Coastal Carolina. We were just talking off air, about NCAA tournaments, about ACC tournaments. And he looked at me and he said, during the regular season, he always thought, right, offense carries you to the postseason. But when you get to postseason, it's pitching that will carry you through the postseason. That's what can win championships for you. So I think the pitching on the softball side probably becomes the key and most vital, important thing that is out there for John Rittman's squad. And I love what he obviously can put in the circle, because he's got a varying amount of talent, obviously starting with Cagle, but then other types of pitchers and other pitchers that have strong points and weak points that can come in and really, I think, can cause chaos to teams. And so it's, from that standpoint, really looking forward to the Clemson softball this weekend.
Yeah, it's exciting times and absolutely not all negative. To host a regional was absolutely a big deal. I mean, the program was invented, four years ago at this point, and back-to-back years where Clemson is going to be able to be in a chance in postseason play to make a run. And I think that that's a blessing. I think that these girls definitely earned the chance to host a regional. 46 wins in a season is incredibly impressive to less than double-digit losses with 9. And I'm in agreement with you, Don, from the perspective of the pitching has a chance to carry the team in the postseason. I mean, it's what people say, and it's really the truth. Pitching is the separating factor. When you get into postseason play and you need somebody to step up, if your pitcher throws a gem, that's going to make it a heck of a lot easier for your team to have success, because then runs are going to come at a premium, and you might only need one or two to get across to end up winning the game. So Clemson's pitching versatility, obviously Valerie Cagle, the star of the show for the team, it's going to be something to monitor heading into postseason play. I think they've got a really good chance to win their regional. I think that they didn't get a terrible draw in that regard. And then a couple people on our Adams & Co. Roofing text line pointed out, they're like, hey, if you're going to win the national championship, which is every team's goal every season, you're going to have to beat Oklahoma at some point anyways. So, and you know, Oklahoma's not a lock to win their regional either by any means. So, you know, weird things can happen. We can see what happens. And it was fun talking with you, Don. Hopefully the Clemson baseball team can keep up what they're doing. Hopefully Clemson softball wins their regional.
Absolutely, Faxon. All right. Appreciate you having me on. Always good to spend some time with you, brother. And look forward to seeing you soon, okay?
Appreciate it, Don. Have a good rest of your day. And go Tigers, as you would say.
Go Tigers, absolutely.
Don Munson, thanks to him for spending the time out of his day to come in and talk baseball and softball. I'm over for break, and Ramona's glaring at me right now. She's giving me the death stare here in the Upcountry Fiber studios in Easley. Quick break. We'll be back after this. Road Rage with Faxon Childress.
Graduation is just around the corner. You have worked hard for this moment. Your family and friends are here to celebrate. So get ready for those pictures and posts with a fresh shave and cut with Roosters. Roosters invites the men in your life to get a haircut and close shave like you have never gotten before. What time is better than now? Because the only thing more permanent than that degree is a picture in the family album. Call now for your appointment at 884-8920 to feel your best.
Did you know Ingles only sells USDA Choice and Prime cuts of meat? Maybe it's time to reward yourself. Our butchers cut all our meat fresh in the store every day. Grass-fed, organic, you name it. Not only that, we'll even cut it to order just the way you like it. And we grind meat fresh in the store multiple times a day. It's all in the bag. That's the best meat in town for the best folks in town. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Looking for ways to get some extra money in your monthly budget? We've got the perfect way with a super auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your car and get huge savings when you beat your current auto loan rate by 1%. That's right, beat your current auto loan by 1% and save even more when you're not making a monthly payment for 90 days. You heard right, 90 days of no payments and beat your current auto loan by 1%. That's a super deal, backed by a super team of financial experts that'll leave you feeling super confident that you can pay off your vehicle. Get moving. This super deal won't stay around a super long time. Visit an office near you or foundersfcu.com/superrates to
today. That's foundersfcu.com/superrates. Or visit a Founders office near you to see how we can help put a little extra in your monthly budget. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Low Country Male. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Low Country Male offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Smitty's Smoke and Soul Food in Easley has a menu item that will blow your mind and your taste buds. We promise it's going to be your new craving. The Soul Roll. The Soul Roll is a Southern masterpiece, a classic combination of brisket that's been smoked for 14 hours, low and slow, seasoned fresh collard greens, and signature rice, all deep fried in an egg roll and topped with soul sauce. The Soul Roll is a must-try item at Smitty Smoke and Soul Food. Get yours today. 5284 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Okay, Tiger fans, let's review. You now know that a water furnace geothermal system doesn't rely on the weather like solar energy systems do. It lasts twice as long as an ordinary air conditioner. It saves you up to 70% on heating, cooling, and water heating costs. And Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members enjoy the strongest rebates and tax credits in the nation. It doesn't take a genius to figure it out. Just go to clemsongeo.com for more information. That's clemsongeo.com.
Check out the Press Box with Brad and John every weekday morning from 9 to noon here on The Roar. Brad and John will get you caught up on all things college football, from Group of Five to Power Five, Clemson football, coaching carousel, and more. Brad and John also keep you up to date with everything in college athletics, as well as the Atlanta Braves. Check it out each morning on 105.5 and 97.5 FM, or tune in on our app or website, theroarfm.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the Upstate.
Bring back the option.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Facts and Childress filling in for Walt Deptula on Road Rage, hour number three of the program. Ramona.
Yes.
I really enjoyed that segment with Don. That was really fun.
Yes.
Clemson. I feel like there's a lot of negativity out there right now about Clemson softball because of the draw. And you know what? I'm man enough to admit that I was partially negative in my mini rant about it. Do I believe they should have been
partially?
Do I believe that they should have been higher seeded? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, you got to go out and win ball games regardless of the sport. That's the name of the game. You got to go out and win ball games. And I think Clemson softball is going to win their regional, and I think they're going to give Oklahoma a run for their money. I really do. And I feel like we need a little bit more positivity right now throughout the fan base. A lot of the texts have been negative. And you know what? Once again, that's on me, because they probably should be a top 12 seed, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to beat Oklahoma to win the national championship anyways. And I feel like that's been the goal for this team, was to advance far in the postseason and contend for a national championship. So to be the best, you got to beat the best. And if Clemson and Oklahoma both win their regionals, then they will be facing off against each other. And that'll be some good softball, man. Valerie Cagle against Oklahoma. I mean, that's going to be one heck of a storyline. Let me tell you real quick about Kiwi Financial. Through personal, life, business, financial, and estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side, like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. If you aren't getting the attention or information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial is your guy, and he wants to earn your business and your trust. Greg knows that you have worked hard for your money and now you need it to work for you. He uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investment and financial goals. He is the best in the business. If you want more for your money and for your financial advisor services, call Greg with Kiwi Financial Group. Schedule your free consultation by calling Greg at 654-043 or visit kiwifinancial.com for more information. That is kiwifinancial.com. Go get right with Greg Wales over there at Kiwi Financial. Ramona, with about an hour and a half left in the program, there's a lot of directions we could go right now because we've got another Game 7 tonight that I want to talk about. And I know it's not overly popular. And there are some Carolina Hurricane fans that text in from time to time on the NHL. And the Carolina Hurricanes are in the Eastern Conference Finals facing off against the Florida Panthers for a chance to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. I just wanted to hit this real quick because anytime you got a Game 7 in sports, especially in playoff hockey, I love playoff hockey. Playoff hockey is the best. I'm glued to my television for every single game. And tonight we've got the Dallas Stars and the Seattle Kraken facing off in a Game 7 with a chance to go to the Western Conference Finals. Seattle Kraken are an expansion team that just recently came into the league. They bursted onto the scene this year. They upset the defending champion Colorado Avalanche in the first round. And now they have a chance to go to the Western Conference Finals. And I think this is only the second year of their existence. Last year was their first year. This is their second year in existence. And they've got a chance tonight in a do-or-die game to go to the Western Conference Finals. So that'll be interesting to tune in. I think Dallas is going to win that. But also last night in the hockey world, Edmonton lost, which was really surprising to me. The Vegas Golden Knights, another one of those expansion teams. Obviously, that was a little bit further back. Vegas Golden Knights ended up losing or beating the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers lost to have arguably the best player in hockey in Connor McDavid. So that was a fun game last night. And the atmosphere, Ramona, these people for playoff hockey go crazy. Like the atmospheres are absolutely insane. Have you watched some hockey before, some playoff hockey before?
No.
Ramona, do me a favor. 8 o'clock p.m. tonight. Drive back after Road Rage.
Yeah.
And just flip on ESPN for a period.
Yeah.
Just flip it on for a period. That's all I'm asking you. Anyone listening to, if you don't like hockey and you've never watched hockey or you've never watched hockey in the playoffs and you don't get the alert, just turn on ESPN for 20. Okay. Give me 20 minutes of your time at 8 o'clock tonight. Okay. And you're going to see the passion, the energy, the enthusiasm. These people are insane.
Okay.
The fans are insane. The players are insane. They're losing teeth. You're allowed to fight in the sport, which everyone should love because that's cool. We got to admit that. Yeah. That's okay. Cool. You're allowed to fight. They're checking people into the glass. Like, come on. It's fun.
So I tell you that I have a flip phone, and I also, should tell you that I don't have cable, that I have antenna. So, no, I don't have ESPN.
You don't have ESPN?
No.
Ramona, okay, no. I'm going to give you my Watch ESPN login. Yeah. All right? I'm going to text you my Watch ESPN login. Get it pulled up.
You're going to force me to do it.
Get it pulled up. Ramona, you're missing out. Anyone who's not
watching. You're going to force me to watch this.
You don't have to watch. And nobody on the text line, and we've got a couple texts about hockey to get to. You guys don't have to watch any regular season hockey. I don't watch any other team other than the Carolina Hurricanes. That's who I pull for.
Okay.
I don't watch regular season hockey outside of that because it's not prominent in the United States, even though I think it probably should be. Hockey is an elite watch in these couple months of the playoffs. It's electric.
All right, okay.
The vibe is electric. I want you to imagine.
I believe
Ramona,
you.
Like people care about. There are people out there that care about this as much as Clemson fans care about Clemson football. I know that's hard to rationalize, but
that is hard to believe.
They are that passionate about it. There are people out there that care that much about hockey, and all those people
about
are
hockey?
Packed into a stadium.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Texter 368 gets in. I slept on hockey until I was in college. It was elite to watch. Yeah. Playoff hockey is elite to watch. Regular season hockey, it's kind of like every other regular season sport. Like with the NBA, I don't care anything about the regular season NBA. I don't really even watch the regular season NBA. I keep up and I keep up with the stats and I'll turn on the primetime games. I used to be like an NBA nerd. Like I made my parents buy me league pass for my birthday every year. Like I would watch I would be up until like one in the morning watching the West Coast Warriors games. And like, and this was when I was like 10 years old. I would watch every single NBA game like every day.
When you were 5'1"?
Yeah. This was in the youth.
Okay.
Some could argue I'm still in the youth, but this was in the youth.
Okay.
And I would watch every single NBA game. Now I couldn't even be asked to watch a regular. They don't care. They don't play any defense in the regular season. People are load managing. The superstars play like every other game. It feels like everybody's always hurt. They don't give effort in the regular season. Nobody cares about the regular season NBA. And that's from someone who tries to defend the NBA with my platform, but it's hard to defend when you have people like Kawhi Leonard who take entire seasons off or half seasons off for load management. It's hard to defend. In regular season hockey, I'm not going to say that's the same way because it's more of a contact sport and there's more intensity. But like playoff hockey is one of the peak sport watching experiences. It really is. The fans care so much. The players care so much. Texter gets in, NBA sucks. In the regular season, I can't disagree with you. Like, I really can't. I'm not going to sit here and defend the regular season NBA. The regular season NBA sucks. And that's why it's depressing to me because I grew up watching a regular season NBA like back when Kobe Bryant was still playing, where people were going at it in the regular season. There were rivalries. We need people hating each other in the NBA again is what we need. This is too buddy-buddy nowadays, Ramona. You know what made me sick? Sick to my stomach. And I've been and I've been watching Steph Curry since I was literally, like, since he was at Davidson.
Steph Curry made you sick.
Yeah. Steph Curry did not make me sick, even though I was violently rooting for the Warriors to win that series as a big Steph Curry guy. The Warriors lose the series to the Lakers. And Draymond Green's going up and hugging LeBron James and, like, having a laugh with him. What are we doing?
Oh, real?
What are we doing? You just really? Lost the series. He's being a coward. Steph Curry's legacy's on the line, Draymond. We average 8 points a game for $27 million, and we're up laughing with LeBron? How about we lock in? Can we get 12 out of you instead of 8? Come on, man. Gosh, that made me irate. I literally was like, I watched it start to finish because I needed the full experience. And like, it might be a closing chapter in the Warriors dynasty, so I had to fully let it sink in. And I go and watch Draymond freaking hug LeBron, and he's like smiling and laughing, and they're having a conversation.
Who would want to hug LeBron?
There was such an internal rage in me in that moment that I didn't even know what to say. I just went on my phone and started like violently scrolling Twitter just as a distraction until Draymond was off my screen.
That's what you do when you get upset.
Twitter made it worse because a bunch of people were spewing some nasty agendas about the Warriors and the Lakers series, and it was making me mad. I did not sleep very well that night. I was tossing and turning. I was seeing Draymond Green hugging LeBron like a nightmare. Like, I was like, wake me up from this nightmare. I was pinching myself trying to get out of it.
You were watching him hug LeBron in your dreams.
No, it was like a nightmare. It was like intruding, and it was like a horror moment. It was like a horror. I was like, that couldn't have actually happened. Like, you lose the series, like a hard fought, gut wrenching series in which you lost two really close games that you could have won, and we're freaking hugging our opponent. That's what's wrong with the NBA nowadays. And I try and take the younger stance on a lot of these things because I feel like there are certain things that the older generation gives the younger generation a bad rap for. And when I feel passionate about something,
and for what would that be?
I don't hesitate. Well, there are a couple things about the NBA that I think are narrative based. Like, I think the defense thing is overblown in the playoffs. I think they play really good defense in the playoffs, and that's when you get the high level basketball that everybody wants to watch. But the regular season sucks. I can't defend it. I can't defend. Superstars are only playing 60 games. These guys don't care if they win or lose. I mean, Pelicans games are literally like there is no defense. There's no defense. No defense. And Texter 940 gets in. He goes, you're enraged because all the NBA players have realized it's no longer a sport. It's a business. You know what? I would love to dispute that point. But based on the effort level I see over the course of the regular season and the lack of rivalries in the sports anymore, I don't
and
like
the
it.
Hugging.
And the hugging. And the hugging, Ramona. And the you hugging. Just lost a 6-game series. Why are we hugging LeBron, Draymond? You didn't pay $28 million to stink. Lock in, man. Steph Curry's legacy was on the line, and Draymond folded. And then after that, you want to go hug LeBron? Come on, dude. All I'm asking for is a little bit more effort. I want to go back to what I felt like. I never got to experience Michael Jordan in the 90s. I never got to experience what a lot of people consider peak basketball or the prime of basketball. A lot of people think the 80s and 90s was the prime of basketball. And I'm not old enough to say that I was able to witness that. And I'm not old enough to say that I can dispute that because I never got, like, I can go back and watch games, which I have, and I definitely have an appreciation for that era. But when I was growing up and watching, like, late 2000s, early 2010s basketball, people were trying in the regular season. I will always love Kobe Bryant. I will always love Kobe Bryant because of the intensity he brought to the game. He treated every game like a finals game. He was never taking plays off. And if there is one thing I'll give the older generation of NBA fans who claim that the 90s and the 80s was better, there was definitely more effort in the 80s and 90s, especially in the regular season. That is something I can concede. That is a viewpoint I can 100% concede. Because the NBA this year, I really did try. I tried to watch the regular season at the beginning of the season. I really gave some effort and I tried. And a lot of these games are just track meets. I mean, the freaking Kings-Clippers game had like 350 combined points in it, even though it went to overtime. And a texter gets in, and we've got a couple texts to get to on our Adams & Co. Roofing text line, 654-ROAR. Texter 891 goes, in trading series after a, or trading jerseys after a loss, there's no real rivalries in the NBA. This is the main problem with the NBA, Ramona. There's no rivalries. People don't hate each other anymore. I hate it.
You what?
I hate that they don't hate each other.
Teeth being knocked out.
I would love some teeth being knocked out. Maybe not to that extreme.
That's why you like hockey, because you
see some teeth. Because they care. They care in hockey. They care.
They care to get their teeth knocked out. So
I think a part of it, too, is just like getting to be around like a Division I basketball program with the women's and the men's program at Clemson, like pretty much every day that I'm in the building, and I get to see that the passion and the effort and the care that these guys bring.
You think that the paid players,
it's kind
care.
Of a, it's kind of a disgrace to an extent. It's kind of a disgrace to an extent. It's kind of like, you know, you are blessed with so much talent. Can I get you to not give up 145 points in the regular season? Can we go out and play a little bit of defense in the and I'm 20 years old saying this. I'm not. Yes. I know it's. This sounds like an old man. Get off your lawn.
Oh no, you do sound like an old man. Get off your lawn.
But I'm not. And I share a lot of the similar viewpoints as the younger generation for a lot of things. But the last three seasons of the regular season NBA have turned me off so much to the point where I don't watch the regular season anymore. I watch the playoffs. I watch the Warriors in the regular season because Steph Curry is my favorite player, and outside of that, I can't
out of his mouth all the time.
Oh, come on, Ramona, we can't slander Steph. You
Ben
somewhere listening right now, and he just did a fist pump.
Well, I didn't know what Ben was talking about at one time, and I looked it up. Every time they show him, he's got that thing, and it's a mouthpiece. It's supposed to stay in your mouth. You're not supposed to like spit it out
Ramona
of your mouth.
Ramona laying
stuff.
Down the law.
That's so gross. Anyway, I agree with Ben.
Ramona.
It's so gross. Nobody wants to see your mouthpiece hanging out of your mouth.
Ben and Kwok are probably going to give you a shout out on Out of Bounds tomorrow for that. That is hilarious. A texter gets in and says, Pistons' Bill Laimbeer would never let LeBron have an uncontested dunk. He'd put him on the floor and on the bench. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I would like to see more effort in the regular season. In the playoffs, I don't think effort's an issue. I think I've watched pretty much every NBA playoff game this year. They try in the playoffs. There's defense being played in the playoffs. A couple of those Suns-Nuggets games finished under 200 total points. Teams adjust, teams try, and teams play great defense in the playoffs. Playoffs is the highest intensity, highest level of basketball you will get is the NBA playoffs because they're just more talented than the college players. Now, do I prefer March Madness to the NBA playoffs? Duh. I feel like everyone does. March Madness is probably the best sporting event out there. It's electric. These kids care so much. The upset. Like, you can't match March Madness. But, like, NBA playoffs is great because it's the best basketball players on the planet, and they are trying as hard as they can. All I ask is, can we do that for an 82-game season? Can we not take every other game off for load management? You're like 28 making $40 million. Like, why is Bradley Beal load managing? What does Bradley Beal have to do with load managing? That's something that will forever bug me. And that's someone who I really do try to defend the NBA. You guys know that. If you guys have listened to me on my show and other shows, you guys know that I try and defend the NBA. But the one thing I can't defend is the regular season. I'm over for break. Facts and Childress on Road Rage. Stick with us.
East Main Furniture in Easley. Clearance sale is going on now. Everything in stock is highly discounted for great savings. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brands like Lazy Boy, England, Best, Ashley, Catnapper, and Liberty Furniture, all at discounted prices. Hurry in for the best selection. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street in Easley, or call 864-442-6054 today.
It's almost summertime, and Hat Flow Company has straw hats, Richardson hats, women's ponytail hats, and more to keep you cool. Whether you're at the ball field, working, on the water, or literally anything else, stay cool and in style with custom leather patch hats for your workers, friends, church groups, sports team, or charity event. The best part? No order minimums, quick turnaround, nationwide shipping, great customer service, and affordable pricing. Visit HatFlowCo.com and start your custom leather patch hat quote today. HatFlowCo.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
For over 70 years, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been treating customers so well. You'd think they were part of the family. Members of our Family Promise program who buy a new Toyota will enjoy perks like lifetime nitro on tires, gas fill-up, lifestyle test drives, and 3 years no-cost maintenance. It's part of our pledge to give our customers the best new car buying experience. Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
Spring is upon us, and Granger Nissan has your next new car. With over 100 new vehicles in stock, all with a lifetime powertrain warranty, and many with financing as low as 0%. At Granger, we will give you up to $1,500 more for your trade-in based on KBB values. We are locally owned with a family environment and open till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday until 7 p.m. with many lenders to help with any financial situation. Visit us today at 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Listen up, men. This is the Greenville Men's Clinic. You've heard our ads on the radio, you've seen our commercials on TV, and you've seen us in the newspaper, so you know what we do. We are a men's health clinic, and our physicians specialize in treating erectile dysfunction, premature issues, and low T in men of all ages. That's what we do, all day, every day. So, during the times you were just listening to our ads, we were helping thousands of other men recover their sex life. While you were only listening to our commercials, these men took action and got the intimacy back in their relationship. Don't wait until it's too late. Do something about your issue today. You have nothing to lose but your ED. We have a $99 office visit right now. So, call us at 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111. 864-301-1111 or online at greenvillemensclinic.com. 864-301-1111.
There's a lot to celebrate this month, graduation and the end of the school year and warmer months ahead. Celebrate in a clean home by calling Cleaning Pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Their patented technology, ZR Water, is scientifically proven to clean better than detergents. Right now, mention me, Mickey Plowler, and The Roar, and get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129. Book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. That's ZeroResGreenville.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Want a fast-paced sports talk show with lots of college football? Keep up with Kwok and Ben on Out of Bounds. You won't want to miss their hot takes on Clemson football, college football, and everything else in college athletics. Tune in weekdays from noon to 3 on 105.5 and 97.5 FM. Or tune in on our app or website, theroarfm.com. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Welcome back, Road Rage. Fax and Childress filling in for Walt Deptula. Let me tell you about our friends at First Class Halt. I'm on the specials page right now, and they've got some incredible specials over at First Class Halt that you guys are not going to want to miss out on. $149.95 for the holiday travel special gets you an oil change, tire rotation, 32-point safety inspection. They check your AC, operation and in-cabin Micron filter condition. They check your coolant level, freeze point protection. Yeah, I'm still going. There's that many things in this holiday travel special. You guys got to get over there. Level and pressure test, cooling system for leaks, test starter and alternator system, clean and service battery terminals, and they spray it with your anti-corrosion protectant. You guys are going to want to get over to First Class Halt at firstclasshalt.com. Go get some of their specials. I mean, a lot of people going on vacation right now. I know I'll be going on vacation at some point this summer as well, and I will be going to First Class Halt to get myself a nice holiday travel special. That is firstclasshalt.com/specials for all their specials. Right now at all locations, they've got that holiday travel special for you, and they've got a bunch of other specials that you guys are not going to want to miss out on. You can get up to a $50 rebate on all tire lines for Michelin tires at all locations. You can get your holiday travel special for just $150 over at First Class Halt. That is firstclasshalt.com. Last segment, we were talking about the NBA regular season. I had some pushback. I had some people agreeing. This texter said, I agree with you 100% about the regular season in the NBA. The question is, what does the NBA need to do to change that? Are there too many games? How do you establish some guidelines that will make people want to watch the regular season? And this is a good question from texter 039. There's a couple things that the NBA is currently trying to implement that I just think that it's horrible, if you want me to be completely honest with you. The NBA has this mid-season tournament that will be coming to the league in the coming years. I don't even have enough time in the day to complain about this. So the league is going to get divided into six pools of five teams apiece. And this is in the middle of the season. Once again, this is a mid-season tournament. The pools will be composed of teams from the same conference, but that does not mean that they will be based on divisions. On designated days during the first 6 weeks of the season, teams will play four group games. That means they will play each team in their pool once, with two games coming at home and two games coming on the road. The winner of each of the six pools will advance to a single elimination stage along with two wildcard teams. This exact method of determining the wildcard teams has not yet been specified. The semifinals and the finals will be held at neutral sites. And then on top of all of that, the players winning the tournament would receive $500,000 each. On the winning team. There's no other incentive. What's $500,000 to 13 of the 15 players on an NBA roster? What's the reason of doing that? I'm not going to watch it. I might watch it the first year just because like it's a tournament style, and I guess that's the draw, is that it's a tournament style. But you know, you have so many problems within the NBA regular season right now with load management, with injuries, with players' bodies breaking down at an alarming rate. I don't want to say that I would suggest shortening the season, but I think that going from maybe potentially 82 to 72 games could be something that alleviates a lot of these issues. And also, the NBA needs to get better at scheduling back-to-backs. Back-to-backs are really taxing, and that's where you see a lot of this load management is on these back-to-backs. It's, you know, Kawhi Leonard, who's had a history of injuries. And you know what? I can't even really blame the players for this, because this is definitely directed from the league and the staffs on these teams. Kawhi Leonard's got a history of being injured, okay? It makes sense to rest him on a back-to-back. The Golden State Warriors did it with Klay Thompson when he was rehabbing. I don't have an issue on players taking certain games off on back-to-backs. So maybe we shorten the season and we eliminate a lot of these back-to-backs. And maybe as a result, you see increased effort during the regular season. Because I love playoff NBA basketball. I'll watch every single, even though, you know, I like the Warriors, I go for the Warriors. I'll still watch the Lakers-Nuggets series. I'll still watch the Celtics and the Heat, because it's the best basketball players on the planet in the highest intensity stages. And the environments are usually great in the playoffs as well. It's electric. But I want to see more of that. I don't want to just see that product for 2 months. I want to see that product year-round. I want to see that intensity, that electricity. And this is a thing that's recent, because I can remember even as recently as 2016, it was Steph's unanimous MVP season. It was the second MVP he won. It was the back-to-back. And he hit that historic shot over the OKC Thunder where he pulled up from like the parking lot, without better term. It was like a 35-foot three-pointer in transition for the win over OKC in the regular season. That's the last time I can remember the regular season being good. 2017 onwards, the NBA regular season has taken a nosedive, in my opinion. And it's been because of increased load management. It feels like stars are getting injured more, which is more incentive to shorten the season. And there's just some issues. And the issues, I swear the issue is the back-to-backs. Eliminate back-to-backs. I don't care if you have to cut the season 20 games. Eliminate back-to-backs. You want your star players to stay healthier and play every day. Stop having back-to-backs. The season probably doesn't need to be 82 games. Let's make it 72 games and have maybe teams play two back-to-backs a year instead of the five or six or seven that they're playing. We don't need to be playing back-to-back games or elongate the season. Start the season a month earlier. Start the season a month earlier, cut the games by 10, and play no back-to-backs to prevent injuries. I'm tired of the star players getting hurt. I mean, Giannis got hurt in the playoffs this year. And obviously, those freak injuries are going to happen in a contact sport. But I'm tired of watching the star players get hurt. A lot of star players have gotten hurt in the postseason recently, Ramona. In 2019, the Warriors lost the finals to the Raptors because Kevin Durant tore his Achilles and Klay Thompson tore his ACL in the same series. By the time we get to the tail end of these playoff series, these players' bodies are breaking down on them, and they're not healthy. The reason we see increased rest and increased load management during the season and the NBA regular season is boring now is because there's too much stress on these athletes' bodies. Eliminate the back-to-back and cut the games and elongate the season. That's my solution for this. And I can't fully fault the athletes for wanting to take games off because at the end of the day, you have to play the value game. Do I want to play the back-to-back against the Wizards in Washington on our second straight travel day?
Yeah, that's on the schedule. That's part of their job.
I agree with that to an extent, and I want to take that side on it. But at the same time, I've just seen too many people get hurt in the postseason recently. And there's clearly, and I'm not saying that it should be an excuse like, I don't get to not show up for Mickey's show on Wednesday morning for load management. Is it inconvenient at times to wake up at 4:45 in the morning? Yeah, but at the end of the day, I love doing it, and I want to do it, and that's what right. I signed up for. So I'm going to go do my job because right. I love doing it.
That's what I
I'm
just
grateful
said.
To have the opportunity, and I want to do my job. So correct. In that perspective, I do agree with you.
But you're saying if you got but hurt all the time,
I'm not a $45 million asset to 105.5. I'm not making $50 million like Steph Curry is. So they're not putting me in a bubble because I'm not making $50 million. And a lot of this isn't on the athletes. It's the front office. It's, you know what, Clay, you're just coming back from injury. You know what, Kawhi, you're coming back from injury. Bradley Beal, LeBron, you're coming back from injury. Why don't we sit this second half of the back-to-back so we don't risk a further injury, we don't risk further fatigue? And I understand why they're doing it. These teams are protecting their investment. But a better way to protect your investment is to protect the league as a whole. If you start 3 weeks earlier and you cut 10 games to eliminate back-to-backs for the most part, you will see injuries drop. You will not see these players as fatigued or as injured headed into the playoffs. These bodies will not be breaking down. And also, I'm going to propose something that may sound stupid. What if we have a load management limit? What if we make the game? What if we make the season 72 games, we make it a month longer in the regular season or 3 weeks or 2 weeks, and we say you get 5 load management games per player per season? Which means if you're staying primarily healthy, you're playing a minimum of 67 of the 72 games. You get a load, and it doesn't have to be 5. You get a load management maximum. You get this amount of games that you can load manage for rest or load management or injury management. Because at the end of the day, either you're hurt or you're not.
That's true.
You're either hurt or you're not. Klay Thompson plays the front end of a back-to-back. He can play the second game of the back-to-back. He's not hurt anymore. They're just trying to prevent the injury. Or they're trying to rest him and make sure that he's not being overly fatigued. You're either hurt or you're not. So it's one thing to be injured and be out with an injury and rehab your way back into the injury. Like, Steph Curry got hurt this season, and his first game he came back off the bench, and he played like 18 minutes, and then the next game he played like 26 minutes, and then he ramped up his workload. That's one thing. Cut the season by 10 games, implement a load management maximum. Each player gets a certain amount of load management maximum games, and eliminate back-to-backs. Find whatever way you can scheduling-wise to make sure you're not playing a back-to-back, and on top of that, a home back-to-back is a lot better than a road back-to-back. It's not fair for them to go to Philadelphia and then have a travel day and you're getting off the plane at 3 in the morning and you're getting bad sleep in a hotel and then you're waking up and you're playing the Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And I know these are millionaires and there's going to be the people that take that side of the argument and I know that it's their job. But if you want the highest quality product and you want Giannis to stop getting hurt in the postseason and you want KD to stop getting hurt in the postseason and you want Klay to stop getting hurt in the postseason, if you want the best product for the best ratings as the year comes to an end, you need to start protecting the players a little bit more. you need to start making this less of a load on them and their bodies, because it is a physically taxing job. I know it's as simple as playing basketball, but these guys are million-dollar assets putting millions of dollars into their body every day so that they can play the game at the highest level. I mean, Kawhi Leonard tears his meniscus this year. The Clippers might have won the finals. Paul George was hurt going into the playoffs. The Clippers got totally screwed by injuries. The Warriors got totally screwed in 2019. The Cavs got totally screwed in 2015. And a lot of that is because these guys are playing a lot of games. They're taxing their body a lot. So for the texter that came out, texter 119, or texter 39 is what it was. Load management maximum, shorten the season, eliminate the back-to-backs. I think that eliminates a lot of your injury problems in the NBA. So that's my solution for how the NBA can change that. Last hour of the program is coming up. We still got a lot to get to, talking some Clemson and some national sports when we're back. Stick with us. Facts and Shoulders on Road Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, guys, it's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Low Country Mail. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Low Country Mail offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
Are you in the market for a car but don't want to end up with repair after repair? At First Class Halt, we know how reliable a Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota can be. And while we fully endorse those makes, we know every vehicle isn't built the same. Before you purchase, bring your vehicle to First Class Halt, where investing a little can save you a lot of heartache. Our pre-purchase inspection will let you know exactly what you are planning to buy. Schedule today at firstclasshalt.com if you're in the market for a pre-owned Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota.
Looking for a new job? BASF and Commerce is hiring production technicians, and no experience is necessary. Starting pay is $19.50 per hour with more for experience. BASF and Commerce has top-tier benefits, including medical, dental, vision insurance, paid vacation, 401k matching, college reimbursement, continuing education, fertility, and more. Join a team that supports you and wants you to succeed. BASF and Commerce, where you can earn $19.50 per hour. Visit basf.us/sc to apply.
The best is right there in Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Whether you buy a vehicle from George Coleman Ford or not, they would like to make you a great offer on yours. George Coleman Ford is paying top dollar for your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, and now is the ideal time to take advantage of the premium value your vehicle brings. Call them today to take advantage of your vehicle's value across four generations and over 90 years. George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest has been doing business right.
Check out the Press Box with Brad and John every weekday morning from 9 to noon here on The Roar. Brad and John will get you caught up on all things college football, from Group of Five to Power Five, Clemson football, coaching carousel, and more. Brad and John also keep you up to date with everything in college athletics, as well as the Atlanta Braves. Check it out each morning on 105.5 and 97.5 FM, or tune in on our app or website, theroarfm.com.
Are you a veteran needing help with your VA claim? Have you filed a claim, but it's been a long time since you've heard from the VA? Robert Surface, a certified VA attorney in Honeypath, South Carolina, can help. Call him at 864-235-0886 for an appointment, or go to his website at surfacelawfirm.com. Let's sit down together and talk about your VA claim and come up with a solution. Call 864-235-0886 today.
If your stunning home has gone a little stale, it might be time to contact your local Serta Pro Painters. We bring the power of pro to every job. That's Serta Pro's power to do the job right, the first time, every time, and the power to renovate your home without breaking down walls. Take your home from blah to booyah. Get on Serta Pro's schedule today at SertaPro.com. The power of pro. Each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Okay, how many of us have had this thought? I need to drop a few pounds, but I've got this vacation coming up, or I've got this event that's coming up, and I'm just going to wait until it's over, and then I'll get started. Well, I would suggest to you that with the PhD Weight Loss Program, Those things are no longer issues, because one of my favorite things about PhD is the ability to go on vacation and know that you've got the right tools to make the right choices so that your weight loss process does not stop. I just went on vacation a few days ago, and I came back exactly the same as when I left. You know why? Because I know my body. I know what I can and can't eat. I know what I can and can't tolerate. And I've learned over the course of time in talking with Dr. Ashley Lucas and the great folks at PhD Weight Loss, and from some exploration on my own, that there are choices I can make that are better than the ones I was making before. For more information, go online to myphdweightloss.com.
Hatflow Company's custom online hat builder is now live. Build your custom weather patch hat from start to finish. Choose from performance, flat bill, trucker hat, snapback, low profile, beanie, or straw sun hat. Then pick your color combination and patch shape. Upload your logo and add to cart. It's that easy. The best part? No order minimums, quick turnaround, nationwide shipping, great customer service, and affordable pricing. Visit hatflowco.com and start your custom weather patch hat quote today. Hatflow.